This is episode number 2192 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, well, good old Simon Cowell says that he's done getting Botox injections and fillers because, well, he says it made him look like something out of a horror film.
I mean, you know, everybody has a different opinion about Botox, but yeah, I can see that.
Well, okay. At least he said it, you know, something that slightly matched his personality.
Well, I think he got like a facelift a couple of years ago on top
probably,
of all this.
Probably, because he's quite the narcissist, I believe.
Pump up the face.
Pump it up.
Pump up the face. Oh, my God.
Pump it up. What's the song? Pump it up. Anywho. remember those tennis shoes? You could pump them
the
up.
The Air Jordans. You can still get those. They still make those.
They still pump up?
Yeah, I believe they still pump up.
My goodness. Just like Simon Cowell's face. Cowell was at the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards on Sunday, where he and his castmates won the Best Reality Show Award.
Did they get slimed? I wonder if they got slimed. You know, on that show, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They put you up there and then they slime you.
Well, I hope they didn't waste any slime on him.
There's other people on his show. Sofia Vergara and Heidi Klum and somebody else. I forget who else. But yeah.
Is it Howie?
Howie Mandel, I think, is on.
Yeah, are we talking about the British one?
No. We're talking
America's
about
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, America's Got Talent. AGT. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I think Howie Mandel's on that one. Anyway, I doubt they got slimed.
I like Howie.
I do too.
Anywho, there was a stage where I might have gone a bit too far. I saw a picture of me from before.
A before picture.
And didn't recognize it as me, first of all. So then he admitted his 8-year-old son, Eric, was in hysterics about his overly filled, pumped up face.
Kids say the darndest things, you know? And they don't lie.
They don't.
Unless they're, you know.
Unless they're trying to get out of something.
Or they're pulling a trick on their best bud, you know. I had that with Michael Bollinger. He reminded me the other day about that.
Oh, did he?
That one time. That I don't even want to talk about it.
Who lied to who?
Oh, no. He pulled a prank on me. It wasn't a lie
thing. Was it a good one?
Yeah, actually it was. We both still remember it, which is kind of amazing.
And you're not going to share?
I'm not sharing. Anyway.
You bring it up.
I know, but that's what kids do.
Feelings of disappointment.
Kids are cruel. But they don't lie.
Was Michael cruel?
This was kind of cruel, but that's all right. I've had years of therapy to get over it.
Anyway, so Simon said there was a phase where everyone was having their faces pumped full of this and the other.
I think they still do.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. What phase? That's what people do. If it weren't so expensive, I'd think about it too. I mean, I could use a little fill here, a little bit there, but it's like, was it $1,500 an injection or something like that?
Well, it's quite a bit. Every once in a while, you can find a dermatologist running a special. or you can have Botox parties.
And share a needle, or what's that?
Well, let's hope there's enough needles to go around.
Oh, gross.
You know, I tell my husband, you know, because if he would give me money, I too would look hotter than
Oh my God. Yeah, okay. There you go.
I'd get myself all fixed up. Well, Jen knew before Jen.
Jen knew before Jen.
Yeah. So in case you missed it, Ben Affleck proposed to Jennifer Lopez for the second time during a romantic bathtub session.
Ooh, bathtub. Ooh la la. I wonder if bubbles were involved.
You know,
and who was in the bathtub? Was Ben taking a bath, or was J Lo taking the bath?
Well, I gotta say, you know, because there's always, you know, a whole bunch of wild and wonderful and crazy engagement stories. Yeah. I have never heard.
You've never heard of the naked bathtub one? Have
yeah,
you?
I had. Yeah. That was the first for me.
Wow.
All right, so
I'll remember that for my next wife.
Now.
Our next ex-wife, I should say. My future ex-wife.
Or is it your future ex-wife's book?
Yeah, right.
All right, so now I got to hand it to him. Yeah. Okay, so Ben, first off, that's pretty cool about the
very
bath,
romantic
the bathtub thing.
Very romantic,
but
and inexpensive, I might add too. He didn't have to waste
dime
on
champagne
dinner
or something.
Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully he bought some nice bubbles and not cheap.
Oh
ones,
yeah, sure. She's J Lo. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, right.
She's got the best.
She had her own.
She's got the best that money can buy.
So here's the real deal, though. Ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who is,
the other Jen.
Excellent.
The other Jen. And
yes.
And yes, definitely excellent. I think they're both excellent Jens. Okay.
Well, she was already in on it before J-Lo was.
What?
No, I'm gonna hand it to Ben on this one.
What did he do?
I'm going to give it to him on this one.
What do you think I should do? Why do you think girls?
No, no.
Chatting? And it's like
he sat down with, I guess he discussed it with Jen first.
Okay.
And then they both sat down with the kids.
Oh.
And he discussed it with them before
Look
he
at
asked
this.
Jennifer.
Wow, he's become a stand-up guy.
Our little boy's growing
he's
up.
He's growing
Dad.
Up.
Oh, oh my,
I'm so
aw.
Proud of him.
Well, a source close to Jen Garner says Ben discussed his plans first with their kids.
Yeah.
So it was the both of them before asking J-Lo.
Aww.
And all right, so you're following this, right?
I think
all right,
so.
So we knew that Ben and Jen,
I'm so confused.
The Ben, Jen, Jen, Ben quotient would get weird at some point.
I thought so. I thought the Jen, Jen thing was going to be like, he's good. But you know what's good?
He doesn't have to worry about
He doesn't have to worry
it.
About whose name he's calling out in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Both are good. Unless he says
you
Lindsay.
You can't go wrong on that
Unless
one.
He says Lindsay.
That
and
would
then
be
that's
bad.
Not good.
Yeah, or
for
the
either
name.
Jen.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her name was.
Danny.
Nanny.
So, oops-a-nanny.
Oops-a-nanny.
So, the source also said that Jen Garner is happy for Ben and Jen Lopez and think that things... thinks that Jen Lopez is good for him.
I think that's true. I do think that's true. I think J-Lo is grounded and centered when it comes to relationships for the most part and raising her kids. And I think that's a very good sign. And, of course, Jen Garner, I love Jen Garner, but I got to think somewhere in the back of my mind she's probably a little on the judgy side.
I don't know about that,
side.
But what I do think is that for the Bennifer, the original,
mm-hmm.
They didn't break up because they wanted to.
No, that was kind of a mess.
And
yeah.
They were just, I got to say, it always seemed like they were really crazy about each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. No, this is the fairy tale. This is the storybook.
This is meant to be.
This is the Cinder Effinrella. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Halle Berry, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.